Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, California leaders weighing in on abortion rights, how some say they're taking action to protect them and our state. Good afternoon, I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Amanda Starantino. KPIX 5's Ann Makovic is at the live news desk with the major moves here in California as the Supreme Court may be poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Ann.
Yeah, and we just heard more about these moves within the past 2 hours. California leaders making it clear that they want our state to be a safe haven for reproductive rights. Let's take a live look at Sacramento right now, the state capital, where the governor and state lawmakers are lining up to make their stance known on the potential repeal of Roe v. Wade.
People will get hurt. Health will be harmed. People will die. And so we're raising our voices to fight, and we're raising our voices to say, hell no.
California lawmakers have been preparing for this possibility for months. In March, the governor signed a new law to reduce deductibles and co-pays on abortions. Other bills now are aimed at banning legal action against people who help with or get an abortion, and another to help pay for health care for women coming in from out of state. In November, we will all, voters, see likely a measure on the ballot to add abortion protections to the state's constitution.
Reproductive choice is personal, it's private, and it's serious, and we should trust women to make those decisions.
That was South Bay Congresswoman Anna Eshoo, one of many Democrats on Capitol Hill, hoping to codify abortion rights into federal law. Len.
Thank you, Ann. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers on both sides are also gearing up for the abortion rights fight. CBS News reporter Natalie Brand continues our team coverage.
Senators are heading home for the weekend to hear from constituents ahead of a planned vote next week, making abortion rights legal nationwide.
In a pregnancy, I don't believe that it is the state that should intervene with its heavy hand and make the decision.
If Roe versus Wade is struck down by the Supreme Court, abortion rights will be decided by individual states.
I think those decisions should be made by the elected representatives of the people back in the various states. I think that's the correct answer.
Republicans remain opposed to the Democratic bill, and that includes moderate Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who says she'll vote against it.
Senator Collins and Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski have proposed a more narrow bill to codify Roe, but keep protections for health providers who oppose abortion on religious grounds.
We are not looking to compromise something as vital as this.
States and legal experts are already anticipating what could be the next wave of legal battles.
I think it brings up a lot of new questions. For instance, there are states that are trying to say, not only can we ban abortions within our state, but we're going to try to ban our residents from traveling into another state.
Citing Supreme Court Justice Alito's draft opinion on Roe versus Wade, Republican state lawmakers in Louisiana advanced a bill through a House committee to criminalize abortion, classifying it as a homicide. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
Stay with us for developments on the abortion rights fight. We have you covered on air, online at KPIX.com, and streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
A live look outside on this Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, but changes could be on the way for this Mother's Day weekend. First Alert meteorologist Darren Pack is here with a look ahead. Darren, is that sun going to be coming out for us?
We'll get some breaks of sun, Amanda, but there is an issue, and this is a recent development now, an update in the forecast for Sunday. So we've taken the futurecast and we've gone ahead. This is Sunday morning at 3 a.m., and you probably have already seen it. Watch that well-organized line. Try to hold together as it comes down to the Bay Area. So what happens with this is it likely falls apart on the way, but we are going to get something out of this, and we can progress that forward into the morning and watch the line of showers get to the North Bay, Sonoma County. It's far less impressive when it does. Nonetheless, there is a chance for some rain from this. Would not be a washout. I think the bigger impact from this system on Sunday, besides the rain, is going to feel much cooler, and it's going to be breezy. So as you're outdoors today and you're enjoying a wonderful low 70s and sunny blue sky Friday afternoon, your outdoor plans for Mother's Day on Sunday are going to be different. It'll be cooler, it'll be breezy. We'll look at all of that in more detail coming up in the complete First Alert forecast. I'll see you with that in a bit, guys. Back to you.
All right, Darren, we will see you then. Checking in on Wall Street now, the Dow is down close to 300 points. This after a more than 1,000-point drop yesterday, with investors reacting to those rising interest rates. Meanwhile, the job market remains strong, but as CBS News reporter Bradley Blackburn reports, there is uncertainty over how much longer that will last.
Businesses continue to hire at a rapid rate. The leisure and hospitality industry welcomed 78,000 jobs last month, and manufacturing brought on 55,000 workers. Overall, the economy added 428,000 jobs in April. That's the 12th straight month of at least 400,000. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.6%, and plenty of positions are available. The latest data shows 11.5 million job openings in the U.S. From court reporters in Vermont.
There's a lot of reporters reaching retirement age and not so many entering the field.
To nurses in Wisconsin.
It's safe to say that every healthcare organization right now is experiencing, a tight labor market.
And there are questions about how long this strong labor market will last as employers continue to contend with inflation. The Federal Reserve is trying to slow rising prices by increasing interest rates.
And that hasn't happened in quite some time.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says that's making Wall Street nervous about the health of the overall economy.
How much uncertainty is there right now?
I think there's huge uncertainty. The Fed is raising interest rates. We know that there is a real supply chain issue that persists. And as this all shuffles out, there's a real fear that we could head into a recession.
Schlesinger expects the rate of job hiring to slow down in the coming months. But with so many factors at play, it's not clear how much. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
New at noon, a Bay Area congressman is asking the FBI to provide more help in fighting organized retail crime. Representative Eric Swalwell spoke in San Francisco after meeting with FBI agents.
I believe they're going to want to do so. The FBI, as I said, they pride themselves on their local partnerships. And so this is just a matter of finding ways through their resources to make sure that we don't see more and more retail centers overrun by crime.
Swalwell said he's worried that organized thefts can drag down business activity beyond retail. He said a perception of safety problems can discourage investments in residential and commercial real estate, especially mixed-use developments.
San Francisco investigators are trying to figure out why a car went over a cliff near the remnants of the Sutro Baths. The fire department shared these photos showing a car perched at a sharp angle on a sandy bluff. Details are sketchy right now, but we know the car plunged between 30 and 40 feet at Land's End sometime before 3 this morning. There were 4 people inside, and all of them were rescued, but 2 are now in critical condition.
A San Mateo County neighborhood is on Mountain Lion watch. There was a sighting on La Mesa Drive in unincorporated Ladera. Around 10:30 last night, a resident security camera caught the big cat in action. The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office is on the lookout.
For the past decade, Oakland's First Fridays have become a staple event in the community. There are vendors, food, also live music.
But organizers say it is now in jeopardy. KPX5's Jocelyn Moran talk to vendors about one of the major costs going up.
Feels like home. I mean, it feels like home. It feels like we have the same spot every Friday.
A sense of home. That's how Oakland native Muhammad Shuaib describes every first Friday of the month on Telegraph Avenue. You'll find vendors, food, music, and people from different parts of the Bay.
You just gotta see it to believe it. You know, you gotta come out. You just gotta walk. You walk up this block once, and you'll be in love.
Muhammad is one of the vendors that sets up at First Fridays. He and his wife Maisha's business is called Melanin Gang, a brand to inspire and celebrate African Americans.
Melanin Gang, I know gang kind of turns people off or whatever, but we trying to flip that gang into something positive, you know what I'm saying? And melanin is also another word that people really not familiar with, but it's our pigmentation of our skin.
The logo is inspired by their kids. They have hats, t-shirts, and ABC books with affirmations.
All the kids in that book look exactly like me, my kid, my son, my daughter, your daughter, whoever it may be.
He says First Fridays has given them the exposure and the opportunity to interact with others. It's done the same for Justin Ford and his business, Oakland's Own 1852. Their clothing specializes in highlighting Oakland.
Without it, I'm not sure how many Oaklanders would actually know that we were here and a viable company to consider.
First Fridays is an event they don't want to lose. Vanessa McGee, the account manager for Oakland First Fridays, says they pay police fees and the cost of the event has risen.
Faster than we can, you know, adjust with that. And so we're just trying to figure out how we can actively come up with sponsors or grants.
Vendors say losing First Fridays would hurt them financially, but it's not just that.
Well, you talk about community, you're talking about neighborhood. You know, we got people that, you know, that we see monthly that we consider our brothers and colleagues that also have similar businesses.
Businesses that they rely on for day-to-day things.
I can't even explain how much this means to us. It's like, without this, I mean, we, to be quite honest, like, we won't be able to pay our rent, you know what I mean? Like, we won't be able to have gas money, you know, for the week, buying diapers.
It's how they provide for their family, and their business is also a way they are showing others to be proud of who you are.
And don't run away from it, you know what I'm saying? Don't question it, don't second guess it, don't feel like you need to straighten your hair, wear your dreadlocks, wear your hair nappy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no haircut, you know, you can take that out, but wear your hair how you want to wear your hair, you know what I'm saying? And really be who you are at the end of the day.
I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.